AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Every bunny loves honey glazed carrots, a great side dish for your springtime celebration, and a delicious compliment to a sweet, bright Moscato.
Wine is made in virtually every country in the world, and I'm ready to give you a tour to find the right one.
Serving lamb this season? Try it with a bold Cabernet from the trendy Paso Robles region.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang second, it's your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What a good beat. Lemon peppers. Got lemon peppers.
Antonino's.
Sound effects.
Antonino's.
Antonino's Pizzeria.
Antonino.
Lemon peppers.
Yeah. What's the one you made?
Yeah, all the shebangs.
You made what? You made the wings?
The fire. The shebangs.
You use the same hand that you picked the dingleberries?
Yeah.
You tossed them.
I use gloves.
I can't vouch.
On the weekend.
Gloves. That's when any of the ass eaters are a liability for your restaurant.
I use gloves, everybody. I use gloves.
That's I'm glad they use
gloves. I know, man.
They got mad antibacterial in the shop.
Stop, right? Now nobody's going to go to the
sky. We know, they know we're kidding. Come on.
Come on, they know we're kidding.
They love my food.
Has,
edit
that shit right.
That shit right.
I got you.
And he definitely cooked his pizza with chest hairs.
Back hairs.
Oh, see, you're making it worse.
I don't do pizza. I don't do pizza.
But the Lox is on tour, right, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, who they on tour right now?
Who on tour?
I think it's just them.
Yeah?
And Uncle Murder, I think.
Yeah, Uncle Murder and somebody else. Somebody, yeah. Come on.
Damn wrong voice.
Come on, somebody pull it up. Lemon pepper, goddamn.
You should call him to see how he's doing.
Call who?
Kiss.
Don't you got some parties this week, too?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. We got Wednesday Mokai.
¿Cómo se llama?
Mokai.
That's the way it is?
Mokai.
Mokahaya Bing Bong?
How you say that?
They got a club for Mokahaya Bing Bong?
Mokai, Miami.
North Miami. How you say that in English?
That's Booger Miami.
Mokai.
Where's located?
Just
in
Collins.
23rd Street?
23rd Street and Collins.
So, yeah. Come see me Wednesday if you want to get drunk with the drink champ. I'll be there. I ate some lemon pepper.
Sonny, okay, your hair.
And then Friday, you got a dream.
Yeah, it was going to be popping the whole week.
Mm. What is it? It's Boat Festival, right? This week?
No, so Boat Festival.
Wood and Wine. Pick up to Wood.
Thank you, Paul, for the ticket.
Good Wood.
Big up EFN for always being on point with the next endeavors.
And we got the relaxed t-shirts, the hoodies.
Relaxed.
StarRockClothing.com.
Go ahead, get your Star Rock.
StarRockClothing.com.
I gotta do an ass eater shirt.
Star Rock scared.
Gotta do
it. I think, Sonny, your
hair is scared.
You don't know. I asked him. I said, what's up? He said, My hair is what?
I'm scared about what?
I said, let's do some ass eater shirts. ¿Qué pasó?
Some ass eater shirts.
I'm waiting on you.
You gotta take the picture.
It's your shit, nigga. I can start your shit.
Just put that picture, that same picture that you had.
I got it. Let's do it.
Also, Big up Fab. Fab is going to be out here Thursday. So listen, if you Drink Champs Army, you Drink Champs fan.
Attack him.
Make sure that he got to stop acting like Hov. He got to come on the show, goddammit.
Yes.
He got to come on the show, goddammit. He's the best Dominican rapper in the world.
We had Clue in here already.
Clue's not Dominican.
No, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, we had Clue on here, Fab. Come on, please.
Clue's Panamanian.
You and Kiss going to be here Thursday.
Yeah,
you and Kiss going to be here Thursday. Shit. Come on, man.
Straight Panamanian or half half?
Straight. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said it.
Oh,
shit.
Panama. So if you see Fab, Drink Champs Army, online, wherever it's at, hit him up. Also want to big up, before we get up out of here, I think this artist is phenomenal. And I think I haven't got a chance to listen to either album, but the fact that in this day and time, an artist dropped the album back to back. First off, he got all the young generation going crazy. I do think the kid is phenomenal. I got to big it up for Future, man. You know what I'm saying? What's the first album name? I know the second one is Future. Named Hendrix.
The first one was dope. Future Hendrix. I don't understand why he's saying the third one is not. They're saying that's a rumor.
We can't confirm if that's a rumor.
But if that'd
be ill, because you know, by dropping them back to back, you actually. You know, you challenge DMX's, what he did. You challenge what Drake did with the back to back, but nobody's never dropped three albums. That'd be crazy if he did. And I heard he just works crazy. Mm. So that'll be the first time in hip hop history. Like,
he fucks with Haitian people, dog.
And he's taking pictures with Nicki and shit right now.
Yeah, he's taking pictures with Nicki. They look like they're at a video set right now.
He might be the one
I don't think Future could lend any type of bars to Nicki right now. It wouldn't make sense. No. You need a back to back. You need Drake's influence. You need a Weezy's influence. You need
Gilly the Kid.
You need to go get Gilly the Kid. That's how disrespectful you need to get.
What if she get?
Yeah, that was just a battle too.
A Young Metro influence.
Young Metro is just a beat. That's just a beat. Yeah, you need flows and bars.
That was a bar too. Lil Wayne and Gilly the Kid.
Gilly the Kid. That's what Nicki need. You need all that Gilly the Kid or some disrespectful shit. Word.
The beat has an influence on the delivery, though, right? On the impact on how.
I mean, when it comes to this, it doesn't matter. It just got to be bars and it got to be a hit. Mm-hmm. It's like the one thing that Drake said.
Too.
The one thing that Drake said that touched me. He did a Simtex interview. You guys should check this out. I think the guy's name is DJ Simtex. Mm-hmm. You don't want to Google that? Come on.
Just looking at me saying, right.
He's like, nigga, that's your job, man. That's the drunk engineer has the sounds.
Yeah, no, Google that for me.
Let us live.
But yeah, I believe it's Simtex, and he said he purposely made this record so it would make you uncomfortable when you go to the club, because the DJ is gonna feel mad bad that you're in the club because he can't play this record, and it's the hottest record. And I thought that was just genius. First off, I heard Drake is a fan of Drink Champs. He just said he'll never do it because he's the type of person to not be in control. Like, and I respect the shit out of that. But that was ill, like, because he got interviewed by a guy, but it's on his show. It's on OVO Sound. Right. I think that's kind of dope. Like, so now when a person interview me, yeah, but it's gonna be on Drink Champs. That's hard. That's hard. I gotta get Drake big. All right, so I can start doing shit like that. But back to the interview, he strategically said he did this record catered for the club. So every time you go in the club, if the DJs have enough heart to play it, you're gonna feel miserable the whole night, and that's crazy. Is it Simtex out?
Simtex.
Yeah, I'm on point. I checked out this Drake interview. Yeah. I checked it out. Everybody was talking about it. And he spoke direct about his beef with Meek and how it started. This is last week. Yeah, it's last week. I'll be trying to be on point. Trying to act like I'm trying to do my job. At least I'm acting like it.
Better job than Trump.
Alternate facts. I respect alternate facts.
Alternative facts. This is right.
So you had fun last night?
Oh, we had fun at Diddy's house. He tried to hit me today to hang out. I could not do it. I got 6 hours around Diddy, then I gotta go. He's still going. Like, they don't sleep. Yeah, like, and it's crazy because it's like
the food was great.
When I'm around them and it's loose, it's like it's what I want to be in life, though. Like, I want to be drunk, have my friends around, have mad food, chefs, everybody. And then still handling business. The guy was still handling business. Like, he tried to talk to me about the deal. I was like, relax. Like, not today. It's Soul Food Sunday, baby. Let me relax. Like, come on, baby. Then I was like, yo, you know, I'm doing something with this other company. He was like, well, let me throw my hat in the ring. I said, you don't even have that type of company. Like, how you just gonna throw your hat? But it was dope because he's trying. Like, he offered, like, yo, anything you need. You know, you guys, like, other shit. And I just wasn't ready for that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, you know, because I don't look at people in the industry like that, like, no more. I don't look at people like, you know, they just might be just trying to help.
Right.
Like, and, you know, I just been so disappointed that when, like, you hear somebody like, yo, it's not just this, but I want to help with this and this. And I'm like, I'm looking at him first like, yo, is he drunk?
He was.
Oh, he meaning this shit. Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, cool. And when I felt like he was meaning it, I was like, damn. Like, it was fucked up to me because I lost all faith in this industry. Like, I'm just like, everybody's faking. That's really it. And then you see somebody saying, yo, man, look, we can help with this. And if you, you know, and like, I'm like, damn, I had to realize. I'm like, you know what? Shit is real. Let me light a
ball. Not enough Asian people in the industry.
Right.
No, bro.
What is the Haitians?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. It's real facts. Drink Champ Sports. Talk to him.
How you go from Diddy's house to
because this is my favorite.
Is he Haitian?
Diddy's house is great. I ate the best chicken I ever eaten in my life.
Salmon.
I ate the best salmon.
I took some food home too. I can't even front. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie.
It was good.
I felt mad ghetto too.
Dominican there. Whatever.
I'm black.
I ain't one time.
I'm black.
But
you can't be throwing away no fried chicken in front of me. Hold on.
Me, I'm black.
Hold on.
You know what was fucked up?
Macaroni and cheese, collard greens. You know what can't shit like that.
What was fucked up?
Black side took over, man.
We were the only guys that took something off.
Of course. By the way.
We were the only ones.
By the way, we had Bow Wow wasted as well.
Oh, everybody.
We had Monica. Monica was there.
That's dope.
A lot of good blood.
Everybody was like, ah-da. I was like, relax. And hey, let me just tell you something. something.
And the basketball player, what's
Shannon
your name?
Brown.
Shannon.
Yeah. Hold on.
Bring him up. Shannon Brown.
Hold on, bring him up.
He said, you see the beat battle? He said, yo, didn't that stop him drink Chance? I was like, yeah. He's like, because, you know, Switzerland told me that we should have came. But I was like, yo, I ain't have the jet. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't even know about
you should have won
anyway. Next time, let me know. And that's different. I said, I'm like, yo, next time, if it's a short notice thing, and you got the jet, we can just fly in and fly back
out.
That's dope. Like, I'm in. Like, he's like, yo, all right. But he actually suggested that. So that I thought that was dope, too.
Let's wrap the jet.
I can always call my company. This is a fact.
Ja Rule just texted me. He said he can't right now. All right. Foul, nigga.
Get him on.
What could you be doing right now that's more important than Drink Champs?
Nothing. Getting drunk.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you, Ja. Ja's my brother.
Be funny,
but it would have been dope to hear his perspective on because he's been a part of a classic rap battle. I think Ja Rule's mistake in his battle with 50 was he waited too long to respond.
Yeah,
I think it was like 3 years late. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's my brother. You know what I mean? Lived next door to him, lived on the same block for almost 10 years together. So, but I think that was his mistake, waiting too long. And that's what I don't want.
Why would you want to give Nicki a week?
See, the thing about the Nicki thing is very tricky because, like right now, you see that. You see Walmart dropped her clothes.
They did. Oh, damn.
Yeah, because her clothes wasn't doing good. But I think they was doing that before the battle. But that's what happens. When this battle what happens is the people who sponsoring you is looking at you like they already overpaying you,
right?
Because us being sponsored by anybody, they overpay because we're from the hood. You ain't supposed to be sponsored by nobody but Johnson & Johnson. Make some noise. So, yeah, you know, you just gotta make up shit sometimes. Relax. So, what I'm saying is, she wait too long. She don't respond. It's not smart. It's not smart because you gotta always maintain your artist's integrity. Mm. You always got to.
There goes the key word, artist integrity. Mm. New word of the
day. She can come back with those funny
artist integrity.
What was it you said? The funny shit that she thought.
She changes her accent.
Yeah, like when she rhymed with Jay-Z or Kanye West,
Kanye
Rick Ross, the Monster joint.
Yeah, the Monster shit.
I'm a motherfucking monster. But if she don't, geez Louise, Papa Cheese.
Yes, sir.
What do you guys think?
I agree.
Yeah, exactly.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh,
yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made Raisin's dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me. I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So, hip-hop fans, we just got the idea. We're getting a trap phone. So, the fans can actually call in live now when we start to record these shows. So, we're going to we're announcing it here, right?
And we're going to give the trap phone to somebody every week.
Every week. So, 1 week, it'll be in Sunny. The next week, it'll be in Eddie's ass.
Get us up on the gram, too.
Hit us on the gram. So, every week, somebody in the crew will have the phone. But we're going to do that for the fans so you guys can interact with us. We know there's a lot of people that have been asking us about the live shows. But, you know, some of you guys are maniacs. We can't just be we just can't be around all of you guys. Like, some of you guys. You're just maniacs. I'm just being honest.
And whatever you hear on the
podcast, I love Drink Champs fans.
Right. I love Drink Champs fans, but they're scary. Let's just
some of the DMs be a little crazy.
Yeah, some of the DMs, like, niggas just be starting a conversation with me. Like, nobody, they don't ever say hi. Just like, yo, Dormy. Like, yo, my dude. Like, this nigga's talking to me like we was in third grade together.
Yeah, at ATL, they were like, yo, Dormy. Like, what the hell? We over here.
That's the other shit about my fans. Is like they just start talking to me. Like they don't introduce. They just be like, "Yo, you remember that time?" Like what? Like I never met this guy in my life.
I get a lot of girls that hit me for Mr. Lee.
What the fuck? Why
that's interesting.
I never told you before. They hit me for you, but I never gave you the message. I just gave you the message.
I gave you the message about the Hennessy. What's wrong with you?
Nah, Mr. Lee, watch out. Because he's 65 and over if they rolling with Sonny.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's a 65 and rolling. Great head dingleberries.
Well, Busta Rhymes called. My bad.
Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if we can get Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Get her animated. On the beat.
Without Mr. Lee.
Straight to the beat. That. With Boss.
La viejita te coge.
Boss of Boss lost like 37 pounds.
Oh, shit.
40 day reset.
The beef in the back.
Why
you
hear the phone ring, though?
He has anxiety, this nigga right here.
Who?
He does.
Eddie?
Nobody got anxiety.
Good. Anxiety, you say?
Come on.
Get some
Xanax. Eddie used to cook chicken with hair on it. It's a fact at the crib. Feathers.
It's fine. You always ask me to cook.
No, I like this.
You like the hair?
The hairy chicken? What? I didn't, what? Y'all thought I was like joking? Like, I'm that serious. I requested it. Like, lead it.
Ain't never been no extra hair. Pepper hair?
What is a feather? It's a feather.
Lemon pepper here.
Real chicken. Good cook. Nah, Eddie's a good cook. Eddie's a good cook.
That picture was slammed.
What?
The pizza.
I had no idea what the fuck you just said.
Talking about it, was
you think
me?
You think future is dope? I don't understand. Nothing.
Nah, I understand. You gotta listen to future around a 20-year-old that drink lean. He understands everything. He'll break everything down. Look, this is what he's talking about.
Shit.
But I ain't gonna lie, Future has to be.
Is he special?
I don't think he's a drug. what's wrong with special ed? I don't get the joke.
No, I mean, like, because
I was a special ed. Every source room, and a yellow bus. So look how I turned out, motherfucker. I'm getting paid to talk. Resource room niggas is winning.
Yellow bus, brother. The short one?
The short one.
Look at the security guy inside.
But you like Future's work, or you like his work ethic?
I like both, man. You know what? I gotta tell you something, man. Some of these guys show your age. Like, if you're older and you don't like Bad and Bougie, you're just old, man. It's you.
But why you say you old? But why you say you old?
Because that's what. Why you don't like it. Because that's your old soul.
Because I can't understand what you're saying.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Future. Ramen. Us?
Come over here.
Us, we can't.
Because your breath is fucking them up.
We came from the era of ramen, right?
Right, but we're not in that era no more.
Fuck that. This is what hip-hop is.
Hip-hop is vinyl. But you're going to tell me that Paz goes to a show and he pulls out a computer?
Now you're going technical side.
Rhyme is rhyme. No, I got that.
Rhyme is rhyme.
Eddie, fight this one today.
Am I right or am I wrong? Technology's different. Rhyme is rhyme.
Yeah, but this is a business.
If you're not rhyming, if you're not an MC, like a real MC, you whack. I don't give a fuck. Doesn't matter old or young. If you're not an MC,
does money matter to you? Because most real MCs are broke.
Obviously. And that's fucked up, isn't it? But isn't that fucked up, though?
It's true. Not really.
No.
You choose your life.
You struggle.
You choose your life. Nas is a real MC to me.
But he's not broke.
All right. I said most. Kendrick Lamar is not broke.
Don't you give more respect to those that rhyme right?
I just think it's the business that they chose.
I don't care. I'm part of the new generation. What I mean by that is, I don't go to the club and want to hear Hate Me Now. I go to the club and want to hear Bad and Bougie. I go to the club and want to hear...
You drunk, you want to do that shit?
I want to hear the new shit. I want to hear... Bring up the phone.
I give them respect because they're making money.
But they're not with the hip-hop. They're not lyricists, and I remember IBU telling me I'm not hip-hop.
Right.
Who told you wasn't hip-hop?
CNN wasn't hip-hop.
When was this?
CNN?
Where, in Oklahoma?
No, CNN's album wasn't...
Come on.
The Maury Poe wasn't
a
media classic.
Who told you that?
That was immediate hip-hop.
And you said that. And you know who it was? Oh, the gods from hip hop. I don't even want to say their name.
Right.
They were jealous.
Baby.
Jealous because you made money that they couldn't make at that time. And maybe, that's just timing.
Maybe.
But anyway, when
you can't say you wasn't hip hop.
When you go to a club and they played a joint, the new joint.
And it gets go crazy. You don't love it?
If I'm drunk, I don't give a fuck.
Come on. That's not about you old, drunk.
Honey, you keep it at 100. Keep it at 100. Call me.
It shows your age. I'm old, too. So hip-hop is old, though, right?
Yeah, but showing your age is nothing wrong.
Hip-hop is old.
Nothing wrong with showing your age.
Hip-hop is old.
By the way, I'm not even saying you're wrong. I'm just telling you that me, I enjoy the new shit because I understand what's being misconstrued. Like, to me, there's no nobody who has a better flow than Young Thug out right now.
That's a lie. Dave East.
You're not listening to me.
You're not listening to me. Come on, my nigga. These young dudes, that's ill.
You ain't listening to what I say. Flow.
He's singing, homie. You put some auto tunes in, you doing the same shit he's doing.
You fighting.
You want to do it? Let's do it. We got a story, right? Auto tune me. I got him. I'm going to do it because I'm going to make these niggas cry. A 41-year-old rapper going to make that niggas cry. Yo, get out of here. Learn how to rap and then come back.
I'm glad that Eddie found his voice, though. Let's make some noise for Eddie finding his voice.
And I love the whole, I love all the elements. And half of y'all young niggas don't even know what the elements are.
But I don't think that's right either, that you just go and
but it's true, though. But it's true. Listen, it's true. Ask them what the elements are, they're going to be like, oh, I don't know.
It depends who you're talking to.
Yeah. A lot. I said a lot. I didn't say all. I said a lot.
They know all the elements.
I said a lot.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
It's culture, and then it's business.
Yeah. And I agree. Those are two different things. Make your money.
It's culture.
But at least respect the culture.
But the whole thing is
make your money, but respect the culture.
You gotta get on the mic.
Come get it. Hey, this is Bell Bond Rich.
That's it.
But check this out.
Rich. I like that.
The whole culture turned around when hip hop became a hustle.
It's a business. It's a business.
When
clearly.
It became a hustle, that's when everything changed.
Well, that means that when it becomes a hustle,
back
in the day, you ain't had dope boys that want to rap. They gave money to them.
Now, a lot more people.
But now you got dope boys that want to rap.
I feel like the Master P ever changed that because he kind of convinced them.
Baby and them.
Cash Money.
It became a hustle. Yeah. When these kids were seeing how much money involved,
that's it.
Change
the subject. He's talking about if you want to make bread, you got to roll with the times.
That's right.
But you know what? I don't agree with that either because it's smart business. It's smart business.
I'm talking about... He brought up Dave East
is dope as hell.
I said flows. I didn't say lyrics.
Time out. He's talking more of a young, what you would call an underground rapper, not a commercial rapper. You understand? Right. He's talking about Young Thug. He's making music for radio all motherfucking
all
day.
Now, day.
What I'm trying to
all
say
day.
Is,
all
when
day.
It comes to making paper,
and let me just tell you something. As an artist,
it sounded like my father when I was younger.
Yep, that's
like,
exactly who you sound like. That's exactly who you sound like.
And I don't
sound
like that. No, 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 no. You say it's your name. And I'm gonna fight and say that's bullshit.
What?
Because back then they didn't have hip hop, so you would be there.
My father was telling me the R&B was sus.
Yes, because they didn't have hip hop.
What he's saying is it's the music hasn't changed, man. It's not like they invented. The kids ain't waiting, fucking walking upside
parents,
down.
Our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
They still rock it.
Our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
No, it's still hip hop, regardless.
Our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
No, I'm not saying
our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
Our parents didn't listen to hip hop.
So they can say the reason we listen niggas were like, when we grew up, niggas were like, I'm still in the
radio now,
right? These guys today listen to what they all say. I'm not a rapper. I'm an entertainer. I'm just all I do is mumbling on. Do you agree? If they say that they not, then we can't put them in hip hop.
Yeah.
If you're not an MC, you're not part of that. You're not part of that.
We're talking MC. You're talking business. You turn on your TV, and every commercial, I don't give a fuck. So then they R&B niggas.
Can you agree with me on that? No, that's R&B.
No,
it's R&B.
Let's get one.
let's get on.
That's what hip hop evolves.
Hold on, hold on. One people person talk at a time. One person talk at a time.
That's the evolution. That's all.
One person talk at a time.
Relax.
That's the evolution.
How can you have evolution but forget about what the element is?
Evolution.
We're just gonna make money and rap. Get the fuck out of here.
You have to be happy with it. People tend to the melodies. The melodies are getting the people now.
I'm not mad nobody making money.
But respect the motherfucking elements. That's it. Respect it.
I mean, if you say you can't be mad, you know what? You can't be mad at the artist. You gotta be at the consumer.
Oh, well,
Melly Mel and them probably sounded towards Rakim.
Correct.
Sound exactly how Rakim probably felt towards
how?
Now.
Right.
Sound exactly they, like
how?
You gotta accept change. You gotta accept change.
But see, Rakim and them niggas perfected what they did and still respected the elements of hip hop. They didn't disrespect it. These young niggas are saying we whacking old because we don't like that shit. Because we don't understand what they're saying because we whacking old.
How can you respect the element of DJ when it's old electronic?
But
you still got two turntables. You still got a scratch. You still got a cut. You still got a mixer. That shit's just playing music. That shit's just playing music.
Look. The element of hip hop transcended or moved once it became business.
No,
these kids don't have to learn breakdancing. These kids,
it's not about that.
You forgetting what hip hop? Let me talk now. You forgetting what this whole shit is about? This whole shit. Yeah, I want to be the nicest. Yeah, I want to be the best, but I want to take care of my children.
Yes, and
Let me finish. I want to take care of my children.
Okay.
So once it turns to business, when people are investing into you and giving you millions of dollars, they want those millions back.
The art
of hip hop dies.
That's
there.
What the artist correct.
Right. It dies right there because. And it's not like it's
they
not,
got a consumer.
Shut the fuck up!
I'm just saying.
Let me finish my thought,
please.
But
I'm just saying.
It's not like the first time they'll give you this money, but then you get used to it. You get used to having that $1.2 million. So the next year you drop another album and you request let me get $2 million this time.
Okay.
They gave you $2 million. You think that you're going to be thinking about breakdancing and writing graffiti when you owe $2 million?
You're right.
This is a business. Let me finish, and I'll pass it right back to you.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, I'm not saying these guys, because what you're saying about hip hop is like, it's like you're right. I can't say nothing about you, but now. When the element changes where it's about business, in the sense of business, you have to make your predecessors, these people that are supporting you, you gotta make that quota.
Right.
It ain't about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about your family. You gotta put your family first. So from Young Thug to Lil Uzi Vert to Lil Yachty, I hated all the niggas. You know Yachty. Well, I'm sorry. I hated all the niggas at first. I hated all. And then I realized I'm old. And then I had to go in my son's room. And him listening to PNB Rock, him listening to the Chirac kid, and I'm looking at them like, I'm not understanding business because it's now his world.
Mm-hmm.
It's now their world. We had our time. I'm sorry to put it like that.
You can't hate a nigga for hustling.
But I get what you're saying, but listen, you got to also say, because if we wanted it the way we wanted, it would be Talib Kweli out there on the radio. Oh. That's it.
That's it.
You got to have some type of balance. Yeah, and these young dudes are out here hitting the melodies in a very correct way that makes me want to feel a certain way. Like, I'll be like, yo. But at first, I hated it because I was thinking like you. And I just got to accept it. Like, if it's on the radio, it's already working somewhere. You don't get on the radio, lucky. Like it's that. I mean, well, you know,
I don't even want to get
you don't,
it.
You don't understand what I'm saying, right? I'm talking 45 markets.
I understand what
you're
saying.
I'm not talking about just Miami. I'm talking 45 markets. You want 45 markets.
I know. But I know about it too.
What, you paying? You saying you're paying?
No, I'm not.
Because even if you're paying, so what is your point?
I've seen it done, but I'm not bringing it up.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't care about that.
Go, sir. Go ahead. Let's have this intelligent conversation. Let's go, sir. You forgot your point?
I'm proud of Eddie right now.
No, I'm down too. This is a great argument.
All I'm saying is that's all wonderful and great. Make your money, yes. But why downgrade and just make this shit just so horrible?
Yo,
like, why? You could do what
who's your favorite boxer of all time?
I mean, I'm not a great boxing fan or whatever, but I say Mike Tyson because that's what I grew up with.
Why? Because that's what you grew up with.
But he was knocking niggas out.
You made my point.
No, but he made my point. It doesn't matter. I grew up watching him, but he was knocking niggas out in 2 seconds. I did not watch him, Muhammad Ali.
There you go. I got this.
But
I got that. Can I finish, please, now, Eddie? Because you made my point.
No, because I want to make this point. Did Mike Tyson change boxing?
I believe
did
so.
Mike Tyson dumb up boxing?
Dumb it?
Yes, dumb it.
Dumb it down? Dumb
yes,
it
because I can't understand some of these rappers talk. I can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah, Mike Tyson dumb down boxing. He made it 20-second fight. Yeah. Right? Yeah. All right. That was pretty dumb to me.
20 seconds. Yes. Okay, when you go that far. But he was knocking niggas out in 20 seconds.
Yes.
He changed it. Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
But he changed it in a better way. Not in some crazy way. All right.
I'll even give you
these niggas to me, and I'm saying in my opinion, dumbed it down.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
So cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me!
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, but here's the deal. Let me just take it from there. The reason why I asked you who's your favorite boxer, right? Even though you're not a big boxing fan, you immediately said Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm. And then I asked you why, and you said, because I got to see it.
Yes.
Everybody would argue with you and would say Muhammad Ali. The reason why they'll say Muhammad Ali is because he really is the greatest to people in all time. Okay. But you answered the question intelligently. You didn't answer it with here. You answered it with here. You said,
well, my here too, because you said Mike Tyson. My heart.
You said Mike Tyson because you saw him.
Yes.
These young kids didn't see Mike Tyson. So to them, Floyd Mayweather is the best of all times.
Right. But he is.
Let me finish. Okay. Yeah, he is to me too.
All right.
But I'm just saying, how could you argue that this is kids'
but
era?
Did Floyd to Mayweather, them, did Floyd Mayweather fuck up boxing or change it
yeah,
up?
Yeah, but that's
no.
But that's opinion.
Mike Tyson.
That's it. No. But that's
because he's still
Mike Tyson.
He's
just
Mike Tyson kind of did.
But that's your opinion.
He's unbeatable. Yeah, no. He didn't dumb it down.
You're saying these kids are dumbing it down.
Yeah, he did. I think they changed it in a way that anybody from back then just say it was negative. The labels will tell you that these are revolving artists that they just gave one hit and getting some money and then getting the next nigga to make some money and then get the next nigga.
Am I wrong?
What happened to Trinidad James?
When it comes to Tyson, Tyson changed the game.
I'm not the oldest, but you're the oldest, and it's changed the game. I'll be the oldest, but it's a dope, it sounds like a new record right now. When I'm in the club and I'm chilling, I want to have fun, I listen to all this shit, but when I'm in my car, when I'm in my house cooking, or when I'm in the house, you prefer 90s music. I'm listening to old as fuck.
I'm not talking about mentally, I ain't saying physically, I'm saying mentally, I'm just saying, I love the old school shit.
I want lyrics.
But I live in 2017, bro.
Get the fuck out
of here. I'm not gonna lie to you. I live in 2017.
I still got
the future. I'm listening to future. I get future.
But listen,
I think future's hard. And when he make me wanna get high, like he's like, fuck it, let me just go get high. Like I don't even drink lean. I mean, get this fake Cyrus phone call.
These Spanish niggas is killing this fucking these trap beats more than these fucking whack niggas.
Be specific, come on.
Specific, that Yachty, Yachty, whatever you care.
I like that. Come on, man.
Get out of here. Hey, listen, that's my opinion. This is not the Dream Champs. This is my opinion.
Do you like Black Beatles?
Ray Shrew.
There's no such
that
thing, but
girl
yeah.
Is a Ray Shrew.
Yeah, that's great when I got a few drinks in me and I got a bitch dancing on me.
And that
song is fantastic.
That's it.
That's it.
So you have a good time. Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
When I'm drunk and got a bitch with me, I listen to that song fantastic.
I got even better than that. You said
Kendrick Lamar.
He's a lyricist.
Yeah. He's exempt from this.
But he's exempt. He's one of them.
No, I think he's in
the 90s. You can't bring
him
back.
He can't be exempt because he's in this era right now.
No, we're saying that he's a lyricist.
All right, so
we're giving him.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Why is it hard for those artists to pop off and these cornballs to pop?
No, there is.
I'm asking a question.
You're asking the wrong question.
It's about.
I was at the wrong question. How are they? How is that shit popping?
It's the same reason
that got
the same reason Trump and all facts.
I'll make some noise with that.
I never imagined this wax should be on radio and it's on radio. So it is what it is.
It's a dumbass time for America.
Probably for the same reason.
they like that
the
shit.
The only thing I disagree with is dissing the music of today and yesterday.
Nah.
If you were born in 1950.
Yo, you wasn't upset when
Hey, one at a time, guys. One at a time.
You say
the
peace.
All
right,
go ahead.
But if you were born in 1950, like, you're listening to a different type of music that people are listening to today. Those are your old-time favorites. Maybe you like Elvis.
Sonny, ain't no way in 1950, so stop talking about this.
I'm speaking up for the people from
1950.
You're not the target no more, Eddie. You're not the target.
And that's not a target.
Yeah, it makes sense.
These kids have a target audience, and you're not a part of it.
Yeah.
No, I know. Believe me, I know.
You're
speaking. Do I know or not?
What?
Do I know what the target shit for the radio is?
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Of course.
You
so
sound,
I know what the
Eddie,
I know all that
like
shit.
You
know,
stuck in the era.
You might think I don't know, but I do know.
You can appreciate
it. I'm letting you know. And I'm letting you know.
You can appreciate it.
I don't know what you
know. Excuse me.
I don't know already.
I was like, how did you get so thugged out?
I'm being real.
You can appreciate the era. You can appreciate the era.
I appreciate the era, but respect the shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Appreciate the era.
So you want these young niggas to disrespect you and say, oh, look at this old fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Would you take that? It was wrong.
They don't disrespect.
But that's what I feel he's doing.
I saw this
myself on YouTube. He was going to do a freestyle, and they put on the beat. He says, man, ain't no one want to rap like that no more. No one gives a shit about that Scarface old school shit. That's what he said. I promise you.
Oh, a lot of people said that.
Not at the dude, but I'm just saying, like, it's just wrong for any of these young niggas to diss any old school. You know what I'm saying? Like, without the old school, ain't no new school shit.
Right, but they don't know.
Mr. Lee only listened to music that he got an intro on.
Right.
Dang it.
I'm just telling you, if you listen to the radio and you can't appreciate these young guys,
listen,
you're
make
old
your money. Make your money, young. Make your money.
You know what's funny? Most of these kids ain't even listen to the radio no more, so that's already
exactly. No, what I'm saying is the top main records that's, you know, the Black Beatles, the Ray Shrimmer shit, what's the other shit?
Bad and Bougie.
If you can't like these records.
But see, you know what's funny? Y'all name of songs. Y'all not even naming the name of the groups.
No,
that's
me. That's Migos and Ray Shrimmer. Yeah, I'm good at my shit. Come on.
I know all the hip-hop. See, to me,
it's back to back.
No, but I never looked at hip-hop.
This is hip-hop, and that's hip-hop. This is true hip-hop. And I appreciate some of this young shit. I can't front.
Right.
I can't front.
Right.
I'm not
Migos,
mad.
Migos album is fucking dope.
Yeah, Migos shit is that hard. I listen to new Future's albums, but the other shit I got from Future, that shit is good. I can't front.
Make y'all money while y'all can.
Future's hard.
Be done with the next
I
one
think movie. They're gonna be even richer. I think this generation might be even richer than the last generation, to tell you the truth. It's because it's more money and it's easier. No, like, these kids getting Sprite deals early.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I feel like is more hip hop. Like, fuck their music. If their music ain't hip hop, the fact that they got Sprite deals and they got all these deals and they in there smoking and right. That to me is hip hop. So fuck their music. The music part is one thing. That's who they represent to their fans. I'm not their fan. I'm their peer. And that's the part I choose to respect, is that they could go out there and get these corporations to these Nikes and the Pumas and the shit that my generation missed.
Twisted.
Like, I respect that too. You know what I'm saying? The hustle about it.
They still demeanor in the whole element of hip hop.
Demeanor?
Who do you think is the bigger group? Beat Nuts or Migos?
Of course the Migos. You know, I'm not stupid either.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to see if you were stupid.
It's all comparable.
I know you
old.
Stupid,
the time.
But I wanted to see you stupid. You are not stupid.
No, I'm not stupid.
You are not stupid.
I know what it is, but at the end of the day, I can't call that hip-hop, man.
Ooh, I feel
I can't.
So what do you call it?
Hip-hop. You know what that, what they call it?
Brother, it's hip-hop. You just don't have to like it, brother. It's just hip-hop you don't like, man.
I don't know.
R&B hip-hop.
Because they're not rapping.
Vanilla Ice?
You know they're not rapping.
But it's this.
Yo, and Vanilla Ice is whack as he is, but that nigga was rapping.
Oh,
as whack as he was.
Would you call that hip-hop?
Yes.
I think it's hip-hop. Man, still, man. Leave Migos the fuck alone. Vanilla Ice. Leave Migos alone, man.
Listen, I respect them.
You know, you say you respect them.
I respect them for what they're doing.
I need to ask about the show. They make it more money than me. I respect them to the fullest. I just don't respect what they're doing.
And they 100% represent
you. See that movie? He said, Ice Ice Baby. He said,
what?
Now when they play that record, I owe money.
Again, this is the opinions of me.
But I gotta agree with you. I gotta tell you this. Not only I thought Vanilla Ice was hip hop, but I also thought MC Hammer has always been hip-hop.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
I never agreed with the Bucks and the Bucks.
I never liked that, but he was 100% hip hop to me.
So that's why I don't knock these young brothers because they just a different. It's just like that. It's just like it's a different tea. But it's hip hop.
It's being authentic to what you do.
To them. You know what made me respect Atlanta, period? It was a time where I just didn't go to Atlanta, right? And then it was one point I used to go to Atlanta, and I used to be like, it was New York in the house, and the whole building would erupt. Oh, you knew some of these niggas wasn't from New York. But that was before Atlanta got their own identity. Let me finish where I'm going. Let me just do it.
Okay.
So when they started to get this strip club culture, and they started to become themselves, like in the eyes of people from the East Coast, and you will never appreciate a record that comes from Atlanta if you're not in Atlanta. It's just like a record like the 305 Boys or a Trick Daddy song. Like it's a totally different thing listening to when you don't know that nigga in Miami. Yeah. Like a New York nigga who won't respect the culture out here, who only comes out here to fuck y'all girls, only comes out here to, you know, smoke y'all weed, will come and listen to a Trick Daddy record in Miami and understand You'll get it. So that's the difference.
But
also, a lot of those Atlanta records.
When you bring up Atlanta, you gotta remember Atlanta had Goody Mob.
Yep.
Outkast.
Yep.
T.I.
Listen, you're the old guy, but you gotta actually look. Future is the leader of this generation, my
man. Yeah,
I'm telling you, I know you because you know you're just older. You super older than me and mine, but I'm just telling you.
I try to give him my card.
I'm telling you, like you need to really go to a club and really sit there.
I appreciate it when I'm drunk.
Because listen, I'm not gonna lie.
That's the
new generation is the generation of the drug addict. Yeah. Like all of them are drug addicts.
Obviously, you have to
be on some shit. You had to drink 40s to listen to alcohol. You had to drink Wu-Tang, private stock. I remember.
Midnight Train. 24/7
Cold Saga.
All right.
That was already
No one's sipping on
on SZA listening in the future. Like,
it's all about
I'm not sipping SZA, but I'm listening to the future. That's a fact.
What did you drink?
Future's in my eyes. Future's in my eyes.
Like, you know,
yo, listen, man. You gotta appreciate Future, man.
I'm trying to go.
So Drake, you don't even fuck with Drake.
No, he's a lyricist, actually.
Give him your
phone.
I understand everything he says.
Hold on, man.
That's what you say.
Because you don't understand.
Hey, relax, I can understand it.
Give him the AI.
15% of your Future.
Say, damn, I understand it. Right. You can't pronounce it.
Okay, if you can't pronounce it, that's it.
If that's slang,
let's go. Come on.
I can't pronounce it.
I'm sorry.
But we did have Daz effects in our time, too.
I'm trying to get you 15%.
Daz effects created Mumble Rap.
I'm 15%.
Daz effects. Mumble Rap?
And we go
Dos Effects. Bum skinny skinny bum bum. Niggas said that Pinocchio's bun. What did he say?
Just off for that one.
The difference with that is that everybody sounded different. They were trying to sound different.
It's all about
now. A lot of the stuff sounds the same.
It's all about different.
Everybody's trying to sound different. Each other. Everybody's fucking.
Yeah, and then everybody started
with the Fooch niggas. But back then you wouldn't be called Fooch niggas.
Rap clearly.
There was niggas out here named Fooch niggas. Let's big them up.
Sorry, the Fooch niggas.
It didn't make sense of what you really talking about.
The problem is you're trying to compare somebody from now to somebody from 20 years ago.
That's not true, because like I said, there's a lot of MCs out right now.
But you've only said two of them.
Because they're the youngest.
So why they don't sell it?
They're cool. They're young.
Davies family. Big
M. Nah,
they're
not my family.
Davies
family. Yo, Joe, get him up. Sit down.
These guys.
Are you not related to
them?
Oh, I thought you were.
But they're young and they're rapping. What's the difference?
Let me tell you something.
The difference is
whoever you want, I'm getting you 15%.
You're an old person. You just gotta come to
it. Sit down, Grumpy.
Yeah.
How much time do I have?
He's a hater.
Should we still go?
Make that money.
$2. All right, yeah, so we're gonna do. Because this can stay on its own for Wednesday.
Because we want to hold about conversation.
Yeah.
It's fun when they hate you.
All right, we got anything to say before we.
DrinkChamps.com, at DrinkChamps, everything, everybody.
That's a fact. What you got to say, Sonny DBT? Say some dumb shit.
He's about to fall asleep.
No, I'm just saying Sonny DBT, a.k.a. Mr. Super Slime, Eddie, whatever he was saying, I'm with him. I get him 15% off or whatever you want. MC Hammer, whatever it is, we're going to big Eddie up with his argument.
You know,
he's
wrong. Sonny D leather helmets.
I like the leather helmets.
Football head.
I'm with that. But I'm OG. I respect my era. Leather helmets. Like that's all me. That's
an OG, triple OG.
And I own it.
How old are you?
73.
I might be younger than you, Mr. Lee.
Let me hear it.
I'm not gonna say my age.
52. And that was the American age.
But I got AARP.
That's older.
And I came to motherfucking win. I'll take anybody out on the date.
Dude, y'all be having hatred, Dominican beef on a lot.
They do.
I'm seeing it unfold.
No, hold on. Mr. Lee is my brother. I support Mr. Lee. Anytime, every day, but Mr. Lee gonna have to bite out of this. Relax. I'm gonna be bald on this shit, motherfucker. You gonna have to slow down. Dominicans got to slow down, because Haitians, we got this. Believe that. Shit.
You got that little piece of land we gave you.
Okay.
I didn't get
new beef alert. New beef alert. It's all good.
Yeah, Mr. Lee.
You got what?
You got Star Rock, we got Star Wars. You better believe it, man.
Relax.
Yeah, Mr. Lee, what you got to say before we get up out of here?
I think I agree with...
Talking to the mic.
I agree with Eddie. I don't like this music, but just in the club.
You're not...
I disagree. I disagree. That, you know, that okay. You talk too much. But yeah, we got the relaxed t-shirts. That's all I can say.
Eddie Giggs.
I wish I had a rebuttal.
Eddie the Ass Eater. Say what's up to... Say the last words to your fans.
Ladies with the old lashes, I'm with you. Bring your old lashes over.
90s asses?
Old asses.
Old asses.
Big babies and all. I got you. I like them overweight. Tell them how you like them overweight.
I like your gordita.
That's what he likes. Yo, Morris, you haven't said something to the people. Say something to the people, goddamn
it.
Nah, man. Listen, every month we got the Drink Champs Running Challenge.
Yeah.
You can go on there, you can run miles with us. All you got to do is press hashtag on the Nike feed. You hashtag Drink Champs or Drink Champs Challenge. You can also hashtag it on your social medias, your Instagram. The Instagram, your Twitters, or whatever. You know, if you could come and get drunk with us, you know, every now and then, come jog some miles with us. We just bugging out, you know, drunk dudes jogging miles. Mr. Lee is on there. Who else is on there? Diego says he's on there, but
I'm jumping on.
We don't see Diego's miles at all. It's on Nike Plus, Nike Running Club.
I'm in.
And, you know, even if you're walking, you could walk around.
It counts your stuff.
It counts, yeah. So you could do it. Yeah. But it's fun because you could wake up in the morning and say, oh, man, Paul did 2 miles, so I'm going to do 3.
It works on the treadmill?
Yeah, it works on the treadmill. Yeah, yeah, please. Yeah, join it. So we do it every month, so you don't got to worry about it. Like, if you're not ready, or this month, you could join us next month. So we're doing it every month. Nike Challenge. Drink Champs. It's hashtag Drink Champ Challenge on your Nike feed. And then hashtag Drink Champs, either or. And you get to see us. And we could be become friends, and you know, we just, you know, we try to have balance in life. You know, we sit here, we get drunk, we smoke weed, but you know, we want to show y'all that also do something positive in a day, get your life together. You know what I'm saying? Eddie eats ass in a day, and we try to jog. Yeah, Finn, you got anything to say before you get about it?
Nah, man. Nope. Drinkchamps.com, drinkchamps.com.
Wednesday, we have Mocha in Miami. If you're Miami, Wednesday, you're Mocha. Drink Champs finally come out, fuck with me. And we're at Dream, man. We're going to make a movie, goddammit. All right, one love.
Relaxed video coming out.
Hazmat
Studios.
Oh, big up I Rasta Wagwan, the boy. Big up the brother Art.
Rich Blanco.
Yeah.
Drink Champ Sports.
Kenny Anderson, man. Yo, you're supposed to be here today, man. Come on. You're on your left rack shit.
This pizza was really good. I think I'm gonna eat
it. The pictures? They call pizza pictures. What the fuck is this?
So
we out of here.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes. with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.